This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In the Ten Commandments, the third command declares, "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God." As you read the Bible, there are many ways in which we misuse God's name. It's more than just using the Lord's name in vain or frivolously. The way we live can also be a way we misuse His name. How? Well, if we say that we are God's children, that we belong to Him, we are then identifying ourselves with His name. If our lives are characterized by behavior that is contrary to the character of God, then we will reflect negatively on His name. Ezekiel repeated a number of times in chapter 36, verses 16 through 23, how we disgrace or profane the name of God. God was concerned that the conduct of the Israelites profaned His name. When He disciplined them, He did it first and foremost for the sake of My holy name. He said in verse 23, "I will show the holiness of My great name." God works in our hearts so that those who observe our lives will recognize that God's name represents holiness. This is true when He disciplines us. It is also true when He does a new work of grace in our lives. As you continue reading in Ezekiel 36, God says that He will cleanse them and give them a new heart. He will remove their heart of stone. He will put His Spirit in them and cause them to live holy lives. He said, "You will be My people and I will be your God." God wants us to enjoy a full and fruitful life, but more than anything, He wants our lives to be lived in such a way that His name will be honored through our lives, not profaned or disgraced.